Hi, I'm Felicia, and you're listening to episode 191 of Five Song Set. Do you ever hold off reading a book you think you'll probably love, or listening to a song that you expect will be fantastic because you don't want the excitement and anticipation to be over? Okay, maybe it's just me. Anyway, I had a completely different set of songs planned for this episode, but one of them just did not fit. And I couldn't find another song that I had permission for that did. So instead, I took this group of songs that I had been holding in reserve for just a little longer. I'm really excited about these songs. I hope that you'll love them. We're going to start off with Cold War Pop by Alien Skin. When I heard from George, who's the person behind Alien Skin, they said, "Alien Skin is a solo project I began in 2008, allowing me the freedom of expression I craved after years of working in bands. Although those experiences were rewarding, I now prefer the creative autonomy of producing music alone. Previously, I was the keyboardist and co-writer for the Australian new wave synth band Real Life. Our hit, Send Me an Angel, from the 80s, continues to be played and covered, serving as a springboard for my post-real-life project, Alien Skin. Navigating the myriad music genres that have emerged over the past few decades can be bewildering. With so many nuances and confusion, I find it challenging to categorize my work, past or present. In my view, the song you've selected, Cold War Pop, fits within the synth post-punk genre. Its 2021 inclusion in the Genesis post-punk compilation album by the veteran European electronic industrial magazine Sideline validates this classification, and I'm content with their designation. Cold War Pop is the title track of my 2021 album. The period during which I wrote the album was personally harrowing, dovetailing with my interest at the time in the Berlin Wall during the 60s and the tragic stories of those who attempted to escape to the West. While some songs on the album directly address this theme, Cold War Pop, the track, reflects a nostalgic look at my youthful love for left-field alternative music and the vibrant lifestyle it fostered in the late 70s and early 80s Australia. There's a video to go with this song that absolutely fits it. It's totally worth checking out. Also, if you would like to hear more by Alien Skin, read an interview, watch videos, or read some of George's blog about new music, check out their website, alienskinmusic.com. Of course, links are also available in the show notes. Here is Cold War Pop by Alien Skin.
Building on a ledge.
We just heard Twisting the Knife Away by Enola Fall, according to the bits and pieces I found online. Based occasionally in Melbourne, Los Angeles, and the UK, led by singer and songwriter Joel Nuttall, Enola Fall are the best of Tasmanian indie. They're still around, as there is a new single on Bandcamp that's a year old, and a newer post on Facebook. As for this song, their Bandcamp page says, Twisting the Knife Away was written and recorded in Melbourne in 2021. A return to the darker, heavier style of earlier Enola Fall. Up next, we have Children of the Dark by Poltergeist. According to their Bandcamp page, as Edgar Allan Poe once noted in Mask of the Red Death, there are chords in the hearts of the most reckless which cannot be touched without emotion. It was exactly these that Kaelin Baker reached for in splendid isolation in Grand Prairie, Alberta, at the very genesis of Poltergeist, whilst fashioning the sepulchral serenades which would form his band's mighty statement of intent, Knocked Music. Knocked Music is true to Kaelin's vision of a kaleidoscope of emotions, sounds, and ideas. Beguilingly ethereal, but riven with steadfast intent, this is a record whose heart may yearn for the spiritual realm of the 1980s, but whose feet are firmly treading the 21st century here and now. As storm clouds gather overhead, Poltergeist's journey into darkness is just beginning. Perhaps the most perfect distillation of the Poltergeist style arrives with Children of the Dark, a catchy, tempestuous rocker that also functions thematically on a dual level, not only, as Kaelin reckons, a call to arms for people who share a passion for underground music, but also arriving via a morbid angle to assault the iniquities of the modern labor market, a stokerist critique of late-stage capitalism, if you will, but laden with biting hooks. Knocked Music is the group's debut LP and will be released in about a month. You can pre-order it on Bandcamp and read all about what they're up to on Facebook. Links are in the show notes. Here is Children of the Dark by Poltergeist. We'll be right back.
never saw these guys before.
That was Zernikov by Voina. Pierre, who was the person behind the music, sent me this awesome info about the song. It's very conceptual, but I'll try to do justice to it. Voina is the solo project of Pierre Lebrecht, singer and mastermind of the Berlin-based goth, post-punk, darkwave outfit Golden Apes. The project came alive in early 2020 while the band was on hold, as was the world for pandemic reasons. The debut album, The Sinvat Bridge, where the song Zernikov is taken from, was released in spring of 2021 via Icy Cold Records and was followed by the EP And the Heresies in 2023. A new full-time album is already written and is waiting for its release in early 2025. Quite strange to realize that Zernikov was one of the first tracks I wrote back then, but the last to be included in the final tracking list. And I even can't explain why. Question, what's your name? I really like the song, an enjoyable little seditious tune, but I always felt something was missing. Among all the distorted strings of the demo version, the flickering pianos, swirling synths, and attacking drums, it felt as if someone has blackened some details of the panorama, cut out the words from the pages, gray spots on the lens. Answer, Zernikov, Beryl Zernikov. And again I came back to it, lifted and shifted, removed and rebuilt, but I never could decode it its entirety. You know the moment when someone knows private details, although you're sure you never saw the person before? Maybe I just couldn't remember. Anyway, Zernikov kept sleeping in the storage, and I didn't even care about it anymore. Requiesca in pace. Question, have you seen the skies above? It was almost at the end of the pre-mixing sessions when Tommy Hain, producer, and me were checking the sonic content list of the album that I stumbled upon its open grave once more, and suddenly there it was again, pleasingly stirring and somehow catchy. It was a final attempt, done on a whim. We removed almost all the sticky synths and replaced them with breathing guitars, skinned the corpus and filled the shell with flesh and blood, with liquids and organic matter, and one by one it became alive, a twitching, dancing homunculi. Answer, I never saw the skies before. Finding the words was the last missing piece, and it became one of those one-take lyrics. You start with the first letter and put a full stop without breathing in between. Sometimes it's strange, and the easiest answer is not always wrong. Sometimes. Who is Zarnikov? What is Zarnikov? When was Zarnikov? Must have been among the cutout words. Zarnikov, have you seen the skies above? Have you seen my note? From the place I'm gonna find you, from the place I hide and laugh. Have you seen the skies below? Have you found the door? To the days of greening wastelands, to the days of lust and lies. I never saw these skies before, and I shake from the words you said, 'cause ways up and down are the same in your head. And you shake from the sooth in my eyes. The rocks in our hands are just proof for the lies. On the days of the greening wastelands, on the days of love and vice. Now, before we go, Five Songs Set is recorded under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, so you can share it but not sell it or change it. All the rights to the songs are held by the musicians. The show notes, which you can find on the Five Songs Set website, contain links to all the bands and songs in this podcast, as well as lots of additional information. I'd like to thank the musicians featured here for giving me permission to use their songs, because without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. I'd like to thank Alexander Potersky for the theme music. If you like one of the bands you heard here, go like them on social media. You can find a link in the show notes, and it'll help them out. If you would like to let me know what you think about the podcast, drop me an email at fivesongset@gmail.com or comment on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast by following the instructions on the website or by going to the Apple Music Store. Last up, we have Holy Roller by Midnight Smoke. When I heard from the group, they said, "We are out of the Netherlands currently, but previously out of Texas. We love doom jazz, dark jazz, and many forms of psychedelic rock, doom, metal, synthwave, etc. Currently, we're inspired by the dark, quiet streets, and Amsterdam can be quite brooding and gloomy for cultivating this music. There are plans to start working on another album this year, but are finishing up other projects at the moment. Holy Roller was a smoked-out, loud synthesizer session that we just jammed on for a while. We like getting down and dirty with the noise as well. Cut out the best parts and put them together. Lots of fun can be had in a room full of synthesizers." Here is Holy Roller by Midnight Smoke. We'll be right back. Until next time, this is Felicia signing off from Lisbon in Portugal. Bye.